Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So we've been noticing this week that there are people that just don't want to let go, and we're calling it like a dog with a bone. You know, that they just don't want to let go of a way of doing things, old concepts. You know, this is the way I've always done it.
Yeah.
This is the way
yeah.
I'm going to continue doing it, and yeah. don't change.
Right.
Right.
And we all go through a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But I thought we could just chew the fat on that. Ready for that?
Ready.
All right. What do you think?
Well, actually, I think it's interesting because I will say that this for me has been a challenge at different points in my life. Mm-hmm. Kathy is very good with change. Logan, she usually goes with the flow, but I'm not always as quick an adjuster. And what I think is very true about not letting go is there's usually a lot of fear attached. That somehow it's not going to work out if you do let go, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's especially true with relationships because mm-hmm. those can be, even if it's a work relationship that involves you and your boss and suddenly the relationship has gone very bad and you just are not willing to get out. Because mm-hmm. it's the fear is that there's nothing better. If I let go, it's going to get worse.
Or right. I just hear from people, I don't know what the
exactly.
what's next.
Yeah.
So I'll just hold on to what I have.
The uncertainty.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's a mistake.
Yeah.
So I have many, many different methods that I use to get people to see that there's always another door will open. There's always something else. But the whole idea of just holding on. I mean, we have a client right now. She wants to hold on to the way things were done while the organization just raised a lot of money and they're definitely moving forward. That's a problem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's going to get left behind
right.
or she'll have to go mm-hmm. if she can't come along. And
right.
we've also seen, we've worked with other organizations that have brought in new technology, let's say, and then certain departments fight it, and then eventually they come along. But no one's going to forget how they fought it.
Right.
They've just seen it's difficult.
Yeah.
And you're certainly not an innovative person. No one's going to you for innovation. So I just want to challenge everybody, if you are somebody who really, is holding on to an old way of doing something, or just holding on to relationships that are over or a job that is over, it's sometimes good to let go. I'm saying it quietly, let
go. Fingers away. Well, you know, I think the thing that's interesting, too, I was just thinking this is not necessarily an age-related thing.
No.
Though often when we've gone into organizations, the people who have a harder time with new processes are the longer-term employees. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you could be fresh out of college and still be invested in doing things a mm-hmm. certain way, mm-hmm. right? Or being perceived as a certain kind of person mm-hmm. or working in a certain kind of environment. So I think it's a lifelong challenge, really, to let go at different points in time.
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, I know I'm very routinized about certain things in my life, like the laundry. Like, there are just certain things I have a routine, and I don't like it being made any other way.
Yeah.
Although I'm always open. If there's a better way, I'd love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I think at work, you definitely look problematic.
Yeah.
Right.
So what is that about? Why don't people want to let go?
It's fear of loss of control, usually.
Uh-huh,
sometimes the belief that the way things have been done is the better way.
Mm-hmm.
Not being suspicious of the new or the novel,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there's a place for that to be mm-hmm. discriminating. But I think
right.
what you're saying is it's sort of a stubborn resistance
mm-hmm.
to letting go of one way of thinking or doing things or being or a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
I mean, we are creatures of habit in our own ways.
Absolutely.
But there should be room for flexibility, we would think.
Right. Well, I think the thing to think about is where are the areas where you can be flexible, and then where do you dig your heels in? Mm-hmm. I mean, for a small example, but for years, I would not let go of the fact that our hall is not kept in the condition that I like.
It's certainly not kept in a condition. By the way, we have two dumpsters now. We only had one for many years. Why are there two now? Just thought I'd bring that up.
Right. So I would periodically go down the hall. I would clean it. I'd sweep it. I'd knock on people's doors and see, you know, or talk to the super and say, don't we want to do something here? And honestly, my life got better when I let go of being the super of our home. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, the fact that that's not going to change. That's the management. That's their job. And for whatever reason, unless I plan to organize the entire floor, it's not going to change. And even then, it probably wouldn't change.
Right.
I know there's somebody else now that's taking up that banner. You know, like he's now, would you be behind me if I said, I'm like, yeah, sure, go ahead. I'll stick behind you.
Right.
Like it's not going to do anything, but, you know, fine. Yeah, so, but in work, where does it hurt you, I wonder? Yeah. I mean, that didn't really hurt you, but, well, it did. You see, you're happier with not doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking about some examples in the workplace. Like, have you ever...
Well, let's go, to my area of interest right now is psychology, right? Mm-hmm. So I have to be willing and open as new information and evidence comes in for different ways of human change, of how we understand emotions, of mm-hmm. what's really helpful to people in terms of an intervention. Mm-hmm. I believe that in order to be a good practitioner, I need to let go of my investment in only certain ways of thinking about
that. Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So that's my
example. For sure. I mean, there's nothing worse than getting advice from someone that's dated in the way they think.
But I have to, I think, and I'm sure other people can relate to this, I have a certain body of knowledge that I have found to be valuable. So the letting go is saying, okay, I can let go of that and incorporate this other information. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think it speaks very much, Kathy, to what you were saying about the incorporating new information, new skills, new tools. But it's emotionally, there's a part of me that doesn't want to let go.
Interesting. See, I know that my field is constantly evolving. I see it as evolving, not really changing. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because people still have to get up and get to work and they have to, you know, switch jobs. But the way, you know, resumes look different. Now, the way you apply for jobs is very, very different.
Yeah.
And, you know, many aspects of that, the way you ask for a raise, the way you quit, how to fire people, a lot of things are continuously evolving into the newest method. And there's laws that change also. And we have some interesting new laws in New York that were just passed that you can't ask past salary anymore, which is really a great thing. And that's to have equal opportunities for women.
Yeah.
So that it's work to stay on top.
Yeah.
And I sometimes think that's also why people are not. It's just a bit of a laziness. Yeah. And I'm not suggesting that's what you're doing, but I think other people, you know, they learn a way to do something and then they don't want to relearn.
Yeah, they don't want more input.
And then that's a problem in the workplace.
Yeah.
That's one way to become obsolete.
Definitely.
It is, unless you're doing some ancient trade like welding or something.
Right, right.
So if you don't let go, you should be employed doing an ancient trade.
There you go.
That's my advice for today.
But even, I would even imagine with that, there's probably still new technologies. There's still something new about
techniques,
it.
New, right.
Well, I think that is a challenge for all of us, that you have to be willing to say yes and let me see about something, whatever it is, if it's an idea, a perspective, a way of doing business. You know, this whole agile culture thing is certainly, it's on trend right now. And I'm sure for many people, they don't want to know about it. And yet you sort of need to know about it in order to be informed of what's on trend.
And I just thought of this because I was traveling last week. I think that people also are not willing to let go of their old eating habits. This just came to me because, I have some family members that still think it's okay to eat, you know, and drink soda as if it's not a problem. And, you know, we do have new information. So I think you always have to challenge yourself in every area of your life. Uh-huh. You know, like, what am I a dog with a bone with? Like, what is it that I won't let go of that's really not good for me? Uh-huh. I think in general, it's not good.
Well, it's interesting you said it because you could also, on the flip side, be someone who views themselves as very well informed and have to let go of wanting everyone to follow your way of doing
Oh, that's a problem.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a tough one. Like, don't they know?
Exactly.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So letting go as an activity, I think, if you want to grow in any way, is an ongoing practice.
Oh, so we have to constantly let go.
We just have to find where you're holding on.
Let go. Yeah. Let it go. Okay. All right.
Okay.
It sounds like something's registering for you.
Well, I think there is a constant letting go of being right. For me, anyway. I do like being right. It is very satisfying to be right.
Oh, sure.
But a lot of times I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So yeah. I have to let go.
So there we go. How about you, Logan? What's an area where you know that you need to let go?
To let go.
Or that it's challenging for you to let go.
I think anything that has to do with honesty.
Honesty.
Right? Whether it's someone that continually lies to me.
Uh-huh.
Or if someone accuses me of lying about something
when
I know my truth. There's something about that that just gets under my skin for some reason.
Yeah.
And I have a problem letting that kind of stuff go.
Mm.
Does that happen regularly?
No. Okay. But when it does, it's like...
Sticks with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of jarring.
That's a great example, actually. I think that's a great example. We were talking earlier this week about narcissists and the bullies and the loyalty people. And you can have an interaction with that kind of person that just you end up talking about.
And rehashing.
It over and over. Yeah. And every time you talk about it, you don't feel better. Right?
Right.
But there's some part of your brain that's like, I'm going to keep talking about this until justice is rendered.
Right.
Which it never is. So that's another form of letting go. I think that's a really good example.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that you have to let go of the fact that you weren't recognized for something, that you didn't get the raise you expected, that you didn't get a promotion you were promised.
Yeah.
Right. And that the client didn't come through or they didn't pay you on time.
Yeah.
Right.
Or someone
all kinds
said
of
something you find really offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
What do you have to let go of?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I talked before about that, but I'm just remembering that I had a recent experience where someone did not directly say, but seemed to imply that I had plagiarized something.
Oh.
Right?
I remember.
Yeah. So I had to do some exercises to let that go.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same kind of thing you're saying when somebody unfairly accuses you of something that is not true. That's very hard to let go till that is taken care of.
Yeah.
That needs to get taken care of.
Absolutely. What about you, Kathy?
I might as letting go of being right.
Being right?
Yeah. And letting go of doing it my way.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So here we are. These are good examples, I think.
Yeah.
On all fronts. Yeah. I will say also at home, my letting go is probably different than at work in the sense that, I think I'm probably far more righteous.
Oh, you know? I am too. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
It's funny. It doesn't go over that well.
Yeah, I know.
In family discussions with my husband.
Yeah, I tend to always want to be right at work too because I'm one, I think, doing everything. But Yeah, that doesn't go over well.
Yeah.
Ooh. I know. When will we learn? We got to learn from that. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you guys got to think about maybe an area where you need to let go.
Yeah.
Yes.
We certainly did. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.